Hi everyone, welcome back to Sashay Away with Barry. I am here and we are talking about RuPaul's Drag Race season 14, episode 2. It is the big opening number 2. This is our second part of the premiere where we get to meet our second half of the 14 queens. So we get 7 new queens this week to talk about. It is basically the same episode as the big opening number 1, but just a different mini challenge. We get 7 queens, and let's just get right into it because there's lots to talk about for these queens. First into the runway is Georges, and she is a spicy little Latina from Texas, but now living in Nashville, Tennessee. I think this outfit is super, super cute, and I know they love these long ponytails. I'm not a huge fan of them because she just kept playing with them and that's what was more distracting to me because she just kept touching them and I didn't enjoy that part of it. But I'm not gonna lie, she was my pick to go home this week only from her Meet the Queens where she said, oh my God, 4,000 times in the first 10 seconds. So she was my pick to go home because she annoyed me, but I actually really liked her on this episode. So these Meet the Queens this year really threw me off. I will say that. I didn't know what to expect of them, even though the first queen that did go home was my pick to go home. Georges was my second pick to go home, and she did not. So bravo to Miss Georges. Her entrance line was, hello, Tis. I don't know if that's really what she said. It's gorgeous, like Georges. Ow. That is her entrance line. I don't think that hello, Tis was the first thing she said. That is their titles, subtitles, not mine. But I think she looked great. I think she had a great, fun entrance look. Here is her boy look. She looks very different. Still a little cute little thing. Again, from Nashville, Tennessee. I think she's going to be around for a while. She says she's a dancer. We see her dance later. I don't know how far she'll make it, but I think she will be around for at least a few more episodes. It depends what the challenges are. Let's be honest. Who knows what people can do. Next in is Deja Sky. She is from, I believe, Fresno. I don't know. We'll see it on her last one, but I think she said Fresno, California. I do not like this entrance look, mainly because of the top. I don't understand it. I think the actual pink polka dots are really cute. I don't understand her highlight on her under her eyes either. It's like really whited out. And I just don't like this. The top of this outfit, it makes no sense, this white nude illusion thing on her. Other than that, I think she looks good. It's just that white nude illusion thing is just really, really throwing it off. Her entrance was, all right, season 14, let's get thickening. I think that's really funny. It is a take on season 6, Laganja, let's get sickening. They also had the same kind of premiere episode. They had 2 episodes and someone went home on each one on season 6. So we're throwing it right back there. So I enjoyed her line. I think she's actually really fun. And I hope that she sticks around a while because I think she brings a good energy to the room. Although in Untucked, she was really, really down on herself. So we'll see if that affects the rest of the season for her. There she is. She is from Fresno, California. I was a little triggered. Don't be triggered when I say this, everyone, but she is giving me such Sherry Pie vibes. I literally sent a text out to my friends and said, is this Sherry Pie like trying to rebrand herself as someone different? Because she looks exactly like her, just a little darker skin. Like Sherry Pie had been out in the sun a little too long. It was triggering. I didn't mean to trigger you all, but that is exactly what I got from Deja Sky's boy look. Next, we have Jasmine Kennedy. She is our solo New York City queen this season. This hair is gorgeous. It is so, so good. The outfit is lovely as well. She said it was very pageant. It is very pageant performance number to me, but the hair is really the star. Her face is beautiful as well, don't get me wrong. And the outfit is good. It's just not my favorite. A lot of feathers. So it does look super, super expensive. So you have that. Her line was, oh yeah, this y'all, it's just the entry look. She really is stunning. I know that everyone is saying how stunning Carrie Colby is. I think this is going to give her a run for her money. I'm not lying. I think she is beautiful. I think she's funny. I think she is going to be stronger than anyone thought she was going to be from her Meet the Queens, except for me, because I picked her for my fantasy league. She was my number three pick. So I am excited to see what she does. And I'm excited that she did not disappoint me on this episode. Here she is as a boy, totally not at all what I expected to see underneath all that drag. She's kind of cute, very generic gay, you know. If I saw her in New York City, I would think it was just a clone of all the other gays that are in New York City. So there you go. But again, I do like her. I'm happy she is on my Drag Race Fantasy League team, and I look forward to seeing what she has to do. Next, we have the controversial queen, Maddie Morphosis. She is the first straight, heterosexual, cisgendered male in the workroom. And she is giving us Guy Fieri, which I think is hysterical, because it makes perfect sense for the straight guy to do Guy Fieri in drag. I think it's super, super funny. I love the hamburger clutch. You know, if you know me and see me go out, you know I love a novelty little handbag. My favorite is my telephone one that has actually a phone on it that you can plug into your phone and talk on it. So I appreciate that. The dress is cute. These are some white tights, but they actually in the light match her arms, which is kind of crazy. Do I like this? I do actually. The wig, if I didn't know this wasn't her hair, I would have thought it was her hair. I think it's a really, really cute entrance look. Is it the strongest look? No. But does it tell me something about her? Yeah, it tells me she's super, super funny. And I hope that we get a little bit more of that from her. The skirt is a weird length, I will say that. And I think that she probably just bought this online somewhere and that's how it fits. She didn't have it altered at all. I would have either gone a little longer to make it kind of like the 50s diner style or a little shorter to make it a sexy little mini skirt. It's just at a very, very weird length. That's all. Her line was, you ready to pinch a tent, America? The camp queen is here. And that's totally what you get from this outfit. Total camp. You know, I love camp. So I am happy that Maddie is also on my fantasy league team. I picked her as a controversial pick. And I was not disappointed with her this week. I think she did a great job. And I look forward to seeing what more we get to see from them. Here is Maddie Morphosis as a boy. I think he's adorable. The way he talks, he has a really, really cute voice. From Fayetteville, Arkansas. It has a little bit of a draw to it, but he does say that he tries to hide it as much as possible. But I think it's adorable. He should lean into it. Those are some sculpted eyebrows, girl. If he had not said that he was straight, you would have just assumed it was another little homosexual in the workroom because he has that little bit of feminine energy to him. And it's not so fully testosterone driven, which I really, really appreciated. And we got a really great conversation at the mirrors later with Maddie. Next is Angeria Paris Van Michaels. I just can't stand this name. I know it is a gigantic, stupid pageant name. It is just too much for me. This is kind of the length of the skirt that I wish Natty had worn, with the under tulle as well to give it that like 50s diner-esque look for him. This is obviously just a 50s housewife. I love the polka dot umbrella. Her face looks really distorted to me. It was something when she walked in, I was like, what is wrong with her face? And it's just the way she's painted. And I think it's her nose contour that is really, really small because she does have a larger nose when we look at it when we see her voice picture. Does it distract from how great she looks? No, this outfit is so cute to me. This wig is pure pageant. She is styled perfectly and looks great. again, another queen that I put way at the bottom and was totally surprised by. I don't know that she's going to last super, super long, but she had a great first week. I will say that. Her line was, the name's Angeria, but you can call me Angie. Now let's make a shake, honey. I love that we're calling her Angie. I hope that they don't keep calling her Angeria. I want people to call her Angie. I think I just don't like the name Angeria, and that's the way it is. So, you know, that's how it goes. Here she is as a boy. And again, I said her nose is very wide. And so that's why I think her contour is what was really, really distracting when she walked into the workroom. From Atlanta, Georgia, a Southern pageant queen through and through. I think that is what you're going to get from her. But she is fully entertaining. Her Southern twang is super endearing. And so I think she will stick around for a bit. We'll see. The pageant queens sometimes don't have a lot of luck on the show because that's all they can do is pageant. But I enjoyed her this episode. Next, we have Lady Camden. She is our British queen living in Sacramento, California. I think this look is super cute. I love the candy bra. I love the raver hair. I love the little, I don't think it's even a skirt that she's wearing. It looks almost like a scarf that she tied around her waist into a skirt. The boots are fun. The shrug is fun. I think it's super, super cute. I love Lady Camden. She's one of my tops of the season. She entertains me. I have a good time when I see her on stage. And so I really, really like her. She just came in and said, "Hello, you sexy bitches." She calls herself the Sixth Spice Girl. And you totally get that. She's giving us 90s raver girl from UK. It's what she is. It's who she's doing. And I love it. This is Lady Camden as a boy. I don't know how she identifies from Sacramento, California. This to me is a woman. And I am not, that is in no ways a dig. I just think I actually think she's super cute. And I enjoy her talking head. She makes me laugh. I hope she sticks around for a very, very long time. I really kind of want her to make it to top four. Finally, we have Diabetti coming into the workroom. Diabetti, of course, is the drag family member. She wouldn't say daughter or sister of Crystal Method. You can see it in her paint. You can totally hear it in her talk. They sound exactly the same. And she is giving us punk rock with kind of the mullet, but not really. She did a much more punk version of a mullet, I guess. I love the dress. I think it's really cute. I don't love the wig, but a lot of people did. Her line was, "You Betty be ready," which is super cute for her name. Yeah, the wig is my issue with this outfit. I don't love it. I actually like it. I like the blunt cut bang, but I don't like the spikes is my problem with it. I guess that's just me. Here is Diabetti as a boy from Springfield, Missouri. Very, very cute. Looks like someone I play gay volleyball with, and it was a little distracting for me to watch because it reminded me so much of him. What I will say about Diabetti is what I said from the Meet the Queens. I don't know if I said it in the video, but I talked to a bunch of people about it. Diabetti is the most well-spoken queen in the Meet the Queens videos. I didn't find her very exciting, but she knew how to give answers. She knew how to be entertaining. And she still was that this time. She knows how to talk, and it is well-spoken. And really, really liked her. And she knew some of the other queens, which I really appreciated. She said her boyfriend's favorite queen is Georgia's. She had met Maddie Morphosis before a few times because they're both from the Midwest. So she knows her drag. And that is something I truly, truly appreciate. So those are our seven queens. We get our Rue message. Rue comes into the workroom and tells us, of course, that they will be doing a photo shoot. And that photo shoot is not the same. There was no spinning wheel of death. It started off with a weird little bowl of Tic Tacs and a photographer because they were doing a Tic Tac lunch, breakfast, I don't know, Tic Tac lunch photo shoot. And Rue did some acting. It was very, very sad. And she got to throw in some Mommy Dearest quotes, which she also loves. And then it was revealed that it was actually a giant bowl of orange Tic Tacs that the queens were going to be posing in for the photographs. So here we have, first up was Diabetti. She's the one that got the brunt of the acting. I don't know if the other queens did. Thankfully, we didn't have to see it every fucking time. But she is in the giant bowl of Tic Tacs. It was kind of, this whole photo shoot was kind of a mess because no one seemed to really know where to look. The photographer actually climbed up on a ladder and was photographing them from above. This looks like the photographer is on the floor. And these are the photos from the actual from RuPaul's Drag Race. So I don't know if they knew where, if there was a photographer. Obviously there was on the ground as well. So I felt like they didn't know where to look. They didn't know how to find their lights. It was just really, really kind of awkward. But there's Dasia Skye. Next, we had Angeria, and this is not even one of her better shots. She had some great photos, and once the whole thing was done, I picked her to be the winner, as like her photos were probably the best out there. I'm glad her wig is not touching the Tic Tacs because they would get lost in that desperately. And she, I know she tried to keep her heels out of the Tic Tacs as well. I don't know if she fully succeeded. But you'll see that she also had a skirt that came off, which was very smart of her to do because you never know what that first challenge is going to be. So she whipped that right off and had like a little bathing suit number on, which is super cute as well. Next, we had Georges, who was actually really fun in the Tic Tacs. Rue was playing with her. She had her do some little question answers, but just by posing, which were really funny. One was a Britney Spears, and then she asked, the pit crew was there as well. The crew helped them in there and then dumped Tic Tacs all over them during the photo shoot. But she asked what she would do with if the pit crew, I can't remember what she did, but she bent over on all fours, which was really, really funny. Next is whatever her name is, Jasmine Kennedy. I'm gonna get these names down eventually. I will. Again, the whole photo shoot was weird to me because no one really knew what was happening. You can see her looking up at the other cameraman, and the guy on the ground is the one taking the photo, so it's very, very weird. The light is not even on her face. It's so strange to me. Matty Morphosis did fine. She found a hat in there and Rue said that it was Santino's hat. I was hoping she would put it on, and apparently she did at some point because there is a picture out there of her with it on, but we didn't see it on the episode. And Diabetti did a back bend, which I thought was really, really funny. The fact that she could do it on those Tic Tacs is pretty amazing. So good job for her. And then finally, Lady Camden. She's not even in the bowl in this picture. That's how stupid this was. But she had fun in there. She was pouring them out of the Tic Tacs out of her bra. When it was over, Rue was dying laughing. They were in her hair. They were everywhere, all over her. But she was having a good time. But the winner was Miss Angeria Paris Van Michaels. She was the one that I picked to win from the photos that they had like little snapshots of. So I don't disagree with that at all. And she won a cash prize of $2,500 from some sponsor that I didn't write down. I'm doing this without notes, everyone. I'm just doing it from the photos. So there you go. On the main stage, here we have RuPaul in this black sequin gown with this crazy updo hair. I don't mind the gown. It's a little simple, a little boring for RuPaul, but you know, she wears a different outfit every runway. So some of them aren't going to be great. I do not like this wig. It looks very Bram Stoker's Dracula to me. And I just don't get it. So that's my opinion of that. Our guest judge, of course, was the one and only Alicia Keys. She looks great in this. I don't know what else to say. She looked, this is very kind of Matrix look, Matrix drag, let's call it, because it really, really is fantastic. Her hair looks good. Her face looks good. Her body is sickening. And she was an enjoyable judge. She wasn't as good or an energetic as Lizzo, but she is a different person. And I liked what she had to say. For the CNTs, that is the Charisma, Nerve, and Talent Show, this our first up was Georges, and she lip synced and danced. We had a lot of lip syncs this time for talent, which I do not approve of. You know, I don't like that. I want to see actual talent from you. Lip syncing is what you do all the time. I know you can do that. So I want to see talent. If you're going to lip sync, it needs to be an original track. But I will say hers was more focused on the dance performance of it. So I kind of gave her and Jasmine Kennedy a little pass with these, of the two of them, because they were basically the same. I prefer Jasmine Kennedy's a little more. I thought there was more to it, but again, I don't approve of that. Speaking of which, Jasmine Kennedy was next. I love her hair. Again, she just lip synced and danced. Her dancing to me was just a little bit better than Georges, a little more energetic, a little more excited, had more tricks to it. And I guess that gave her a little bit of an edge to me. Next, we had Diabetti. She lip synced to Pink's Get the Party Started. She had on a regular top hat at the beginning. She revealed it to this one. She pulled out a confetti stick. She pulled out something to make, I thought she was going to make a balloon animal, but she literally just blew it up and pretended it was her penis and then let it go at the end and it flew up in the air. It was not good. If all you're going to do is a lip sync, it has to be super special. This was not. So it was a bad talent show for Miss Diabetti, in my opinion. Next, we have Lady Candon, who told Rue that she was going to do ballet, and Rue Powell said ballet was boring to her. She's like, "Well, I'm going to add a new twist to it," and she did. It was a kind of a cross between ballet and a different style of dance that I didn't really know what it was. Maybe she made it up herself. I don't know, but it was fun to watch, and she did it in these fucking heels. So I enjoyed it, and I think she did a great job. Was it a winning performance? No, but it was a very, very safe performance. Dasia Skye taught us how to cheer in three little lessons, and it was bad. It needed to be funny, and it wasn't funny at all. It was literally her just telling us what to do, and I know that she made fun of herself doing it, but it didn't work. It was really, really awkward and really not great. I would have rather, I know that when she was doing it, she said to jump and she could only jump little because she's so big. And then she said to do a cartwheel and she did cartwheel, which was really funny. And then she said, "Now let's put it all together." I can't remember what the first one was. I don't know. So let's put it all. If I would have rather her done like this full on cheer fucking routine after that to say, "Ha, I was just joking with you. I can actually do all this shit and do it better than all of you." That didn't happen. So it did not work for me at all. Metamorphosis played the blues on this guitar, and it was so boring to me. I like that she actually played the instrument, that she does actually have that talent in her. I am pretty sure I have this wig, and I wore it when I did my flash dance costume for P-Town. Yeah, it just wasn't. I appreciate the talent, but I just wasn't into it. I'm also not a blues fan, so there's that. Finally, we had Angie, who I am not going to say her full name once again because it is so long. She came out actually in a one of those poofy coats that all of the drag queens own, and to start it, and then she went into this little number to do her dance. This was an original song, "Call Me Angie" or something, and "Get Your Life" and all that stuff. And then she did a wig reveal. The wig reveal was terrible, but I get that she didn't want to throw this wig around with her dancing, so she dropped it to a little bus driver wig, which I did not enjoy. But her performance was high energy, fun, a little campy. The song is super fun. I would never thought I would have liked it. She did tell us she's a singer, but she didn't really sing in the song. It was really just speaking. But the performance was really, really fun. So I give her credit for that. On the runway, the category is sickening signature looks. And this is Georges giving us, RuPaul called it Purple Train. And then the reveal down to just the bodysuit. I love it with the purple. I think it is gorgeous. I think it's beautiful. I think it fits her perfectly. It goes well with her hair. I didn't care about the reveal. She didn't need it. I'm not even sure why she did it. It would have been great if she was in the bottom to have that as the reveal, although they did do a ballad this week. So I guess it wouldn't have mattered if she had the reveal or not for that. But I think she knew that she wasn't going to be in the bottom. And so she wanted us to see her reveal, which it's fine. It's just a bodysuit underneath. But with the purple, I think it's really, really beautiful. Deja Sky came out and gave us this. I don't know what it is. Curtains meets Mae West, I guess. It's a lace nude illusion, which I think actually looks really good on her body. This curtain fabric is kind of hideous, but I don't hate this dress either. I don't think it's terrible. It's just a lot of fabric and a lot of volume. So I don't understand that. I think it's the back. I don't know if it's a full coat that she's wearing and it's just hanging down, or if it's just attached where the sleeves are. I don't know. There's something off about it. I don't hate it, but there's something off. That's it. Jasmine Kennedy gave us gold body, and she looks stunning in this. Michelle called it very much from the movie The Queen. If you haven't seen the documentary The Queen, it is available, I think, on Netflix to watch. That is it's total pageant, 60s pageant, and that is what you're getting here. RuPaul called her a cross between Beyond the Valley of the Dolls and Alyssa Edwards. Great. Also a great reference. She looks great in this. The boobs honestly look real. You would think she had tits. It's just really, really a stunning look. Bravo to Jasmine. This might be my favorite runway look of the night, but I just want to be reminded of one other one before I make a decision. That brings us to Maddie Morphosis, who's giving us Marie Antoinette Camp. This is funny. It really is. I don't know how she's, she must be bent over in this, because I don't get how small she is. She is wearing a ballerina flat, which, you know, is never a good idea. I know at one point she knelt down, so maybe that was why she wore the flat. I don't know. But when she knelt down on the ground, the dress actually hit the ground, which is what it's supposed to do, because it just, her body proportion looks off with this dress like this, because the back is so high. It needed to come down. I will say this look was stolen from me. And when I say stolen from me, means bought on Amazon, because I wore it 4 years ago. yes, I do own this dress. I did get it from Amazon and I am not ashamed of that. Maddie Morphosis, same dress. There you go. Mine actually looks a little better than hers, because the blue on mine actually goes all the way down. Oh no, it doesn't. It stops right there. My bad. It's the same dress. I'm going to keep going back and looking. Now you can't see in front of her to see if the bib is there. I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is the same dress from Amazon. I have nothing against people buying things from Amazon for Drag Race. If I wore this on Drag Race, it would look stunning. So I appreciate Maddie Morphosis very much. I really wish I knew how she did this look, because it is, to me, very, very entertaining. Here's Angie giving us wine pageant gown. This is the other one I wanted to look at, obviously, because I think it is stunning on her. This is pageant. This is pageant hair. I love the giant rose. Her face looks gorgeous. The bodycon dress with the train behind it just made it really, really look special. I still think I like Jasmine Kennedy's a little more, but this is a very, very close second. Beautiful on the runway. I also love this. I thought this was super fun from Lady Camden. She came out as a peacock. She said it was Raver Girl from the 90s. Again, her signature, which is what we're getting. She got the headphone. I guess I don't know if they're really headphones or if it's part of the hat. I love this peacock hat so much. I love that the feathers came up, but that it also looked really cool with them down. It just looked like a little weird train behind her. People don't like when people wear these big chunky platforms on the runway, but it totally works for this outfit. So I appreciate that. I think she looks fantastic and I totally get that this would be her signature look. So bravo. And finally, we had Daya Betty, and she gave us this ribbon dress. Which I think the ribbon dress is actually really, really cool. I know there were some problems in the back with it. They said it was ripping. It to me, it looked like it just wasn't on her correctly. Like it looked like the slit was placed weirdly. And I don't know if it was placed weirdly or just put on her body weirdly. But I actually love the dress. I think it's really cool. I hate this wig. She's giving us crystal method face. Though there you go with that. But I actually like the look. That's all I'll say about that. Our winner of the week was Miss Angeria Paris Van Michaels. I said I wasn't going to say her name, but I did want to give it for the win. So she is the winner of both the mini and the maxi challenge. And I can't dispute that. Her talent was really, really strong. And she did her own original song that also won last week for Cornbread the Snack Jeté. The two queens with the longest names in Drag Race history. I think Cornbread with the Snack in between Jeté actually is longer than Angeria Paris Van Michaels if you do it by characters. So there's our two longest names of the season, and they're both the winners. She won $5,000 this time, so she made $7,500 on this episode. Not so bad. That probably paid for one of her pageant gowns if she doesn't make them herself. Because pageant gowns are expensive. But that leaves us with a bottom two of Deja Sky and Diabetti, the two D's of the season. And they are going to be lip syncing, of course, to a Alicia Keys song, and it was Fallen. It's a great song. I don't know if it's a great lip sync song. So there you have it. I wasn't wowed by either of them, but I do feel like Deja Sky won, but I wasn't wowed by either. RuPaul called her a lip sync assassin. I didn't get that from this lip sync at all. But I thought that Deja Sky did win, but not by much. It was it's just not a great song for a final lip sync. In the end, we do have to say goodbye to Miss Diabetti. I don't know what else to say. She's gone. But is she gone? I don't know if these queens are really gone. I know that last week's queen, Orion Story, did an exit interview with like a paper, so maybe she really is gone. I don't know what this chocolate bar thing is going to be, if it's going to be I don't know what it does, honestly. I thought maybe each queen would get one as they leave the workroom if they're eliminated. And then at some point, someone's going to have a chocolate bar that brings them back. I don't know. I mean, if you're going off Willy Wonka, the winner, the one who gets the golden ticket takes over the factory. So maybe they'll take over RuPaul's spot on the show. That's never going to happen. But, you know, if we're going Willy Wonka, that's what it is. So we're saying goodbye to Diabetti this week, it's fine. She wasn't gonna win by any means, but that's the way it is. I'm gonna do a quick check on our Fantasy League update, because I told you that I was going to keep track. But I don't know where it's at. Here we go. So according to our fantasy picks, Orion Story was going home first, and she did. After that was Georges. Georges did not go home, and not even close. Diabetti was ninth on our list. And I think people picked her just because she was Crystal Method's drag family. So we were way off on that one. And we will see what happens next. The next queen on our list to go home is Angeria Paris Van Michaels, who just won the mini and the maxi challenge. So I don't know if that'll happen next week unless she has a really, really bad week, which can happen. You never know. I do also want to give a shout out to the winner of Painted with a Raven. And that, of course, was Matt. If you didn't watch that show on WOW Presents Plus, it was actually really entertaining. It goes by very quick. RuPaul is on there twice. Did Michelle show up? I don't think she did. Raja shows up. Chad Michaels shows up. There's some other makeup artists who I don't know that are on there as well. I enjoyed it. And I thought Matt should have won. So I was happy that he did win. And it's over now. I don't have to watch any more of it. So I am now down to just one drag race show a week until UK versus the world starts in February. That's all I have for you today. Thank you all for watching and listening. If you want to toot and boot all of these looks, you can follow me on the Instagram at Sashay Away with Barry. That is S-A-S-H-A-Y-W-I-T-H. Nope, I did it wrong. S-A-S-H-A-Y-A-W-A-Y with W-I-T-H, Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, Sashay Away with Barry on Instagram. The poll is actually going to be going up momentarily, so you can do it right after you watch this video if you want. It'll be there for 24 hours only, because that is how long its stories last. I'm gonna say it'll be up at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. What day is today? Today is Sunday. And so it will be there till 5 p.m. on Monday. That is Martin Luther King Day here in the United States. So it'll be there 5 p.m. Monday, Eastern Standard Time. I don't know what that is in your part of the world, but it is there. Go find it. Cast your votes. Toot and boot the looks. Give the rating for the talent shows. And they will be posted on my website, which is sashayawaywithberry.com once the polling is over after 24 hours. Thank you all very much. Stay safe out there. Get vaccinated. Get boosted. Wear a mask. Be safe. I love you all.